The Committee on Education Post-Secondary will now come to order. Secret, please call the roll.
Chair Grawl.
Present.
Vice Chair Stewart.
Present.
Chair Book. I'm sorry, Senator Book. Senator Collins.
Here.
Senator Garcia. Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Jones.
Here.
Senator Perry.
Here.
Senator Simon. Senator Yarborough.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. If everyone would please silence their electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee minutes. Members, today we will take up two bills. Under tab one, we will take up SB 200, Intercollegiate Athlete Compensation and Rights by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, it's my understanding that you have a strike-all, and you are recognized to explain the strike-all.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bill and the strike-all, I'm in the state's regulatory system around college athletics regarding name, image, and likeness deals. Our current regulatory structure, while well-meaning, has prevented our colleges and universities from recruiting and retaining student athletes. The bill does three things. It repeals NIL to put Florida on an even playing field. It strengthens and expands education workshops on financial literacy, life skills, and entrepreneurship. It also adds a hold harmless provision for coaching staff and institutions, ensuring that they cannot be sued for accidentally affecting NIL deals if their actions are actions routinely taken in the course of athletics. The bill will create more opportunities for our student athletes, colleges, and universities while still protecting their best interests. That is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Hudson. Having explained Amendment Barcode 103246, members, are there any questions for Senator Hudson? Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Chair. Chair, can I ask the question now, or would you rather us put in a proper posture?
It doesn't matter if you want to ask some questions.
Okay, I appreciate that. I like the bill. I'm fine with it. I just want to see the intent with the removal of the liability for the institutions.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for that question, Senator Judd. So what we were afraid of is, and what we're trying to encompass in this bill, is a institution that would suspend a child or a student athlete, I should say, for doing something that they should not do off field incidences. So if they get caught with drinking underage, DUI, anything that is illegal in state statute, if they get suspended, because that's routinely what you do, is suspend a child, a student athlete, it affects their NIL deal because of their suspension, that they can't go back and sue the university for something they did off the field. So it has to be a routine suspension for something that they would suspend anybody for, and give that hold harmless clause. Yeah. So that's where our heads are at in terms of writing that piece of legislation.
That's perfect.
Members, are there any additional questions on the amendment? No questions. Is there any debate on the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment indicate by saying yay.
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 Opposed, nay. Senator Hudson, the amendment has been adopted. And we are back on the bill as amended. Members, are there any additional questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, do we have public testimony or appearance forms on the bill? Casey Welch. And Mark Walsh. Having concluded public testimony, members, is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Hudson, you're recognized to close. Having waived close, Secret, please call the roll for CS for SB 200.
Senator Book. Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Grawl.
Yes.
Senator Garcia. Senator Harrell.
Yes.
Senator Jones.
Yes.
Senator Perry.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Senator Yarborough.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stewart.
Yes.
Chair Grawl.
Yes. Members, by your votes, yes for SB 200 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Hudson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Next, we're going to take up tab 2, SB 274, on nursing education pathway for military combat medics by Senator Avila. Senator Avila, you're recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, Senate Bill 274 creates the pathway for Military Combat Medics Act to promote uniformity in the award of post-secondary credit or clock hours by public post-secondary educational institutions for military combat medic training and education. The bill requires the Articulation Coordinating Committee, or ACC, to convene a work group to establish a process for determining credit or clock hours to be awarded by the accredited nursing education program. Once the process is approved, the ACC must within 1 year determine a list of post-secondary course equivalencies and credit and course and clock hours awarded for combat medic courses and training, which must be approved by the Board of Governors and the State Board of Education. All public state universities, the Florida College System institutions, and career centers must award credit or clock hours based on the approved list. Additionally, Madam Chair, the bill revises a primary goal of the Florida Center for Nursing to require that its strategic statewide plan for nursing manpower must include the coordination of partnerships with hospitals that provide opportunities for nursing students to obtain clinical experience. That is the bill.
Thank you. Having explained the bill, members, are there any questions? Senator Collins, you're recognized.
Senator Avila, thank you for running this key piece of legislation. My one question is, these are combat medics, 68 Whiskeys, and all the CMFs they're under. Has this been broadened out to include 18 Deltas or Special Forces medics as well?
You're recognized, Senator Avila.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. So this would be all the combat medic specialists across all the branches. Certainly within the language, we can certainly specify, but it is certainly any and all combat medics within any of the branches across the military.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, and this is such a marvelous bill, giving us an opportunity to move students, people forward when they after they finish their military service. My question deals with the actual education of the nurses. We have a very specific curriculum in numbers of hours of training for nurses, and that must be done under a specifically trained and supervised under a specifically trained nurse with a master's degree. How can you compensate? How are you going to compensate for that type of requirement that we have in the state of Florida? In the military, that might not be the same.
You're recognized, Senator Apple.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for that question, Senator Harrell. So that would be up to the work group to determine, to look at the equivalencies. I can certainly tell you that upon completion of the programs that these combat medics go through, they are able to provide emergency medical treatment, primary care, force health protection, triage, combat trauma treatment, and evacuation in a variety of operational and clinical environments. So the level and the intensity of their education and training, and this goes across all the branches in the military, is certainly one that is very up-tempo and certainly intense. But again, it would be up to the ACC and their work group to determine those equivalencies based on that education and training.
And that would be based on actually an evaluation of specific types of training in the military, and then that would roll over to a course number equivalent in our education system. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, that is the intent.
Thank you. Are there any additional questions? Yes, Senator Jones.
Thank you, Chair. Good bill. Really appreciate it, Senator. Have there been any other states that has implemented similar policies? And if they have there been any impact on the medical professionals at all?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And that's a great question, Senator Jones. That's something that we're looking through right now. You know, for the state of Florida, obviously we have significant shortages within mm-hmm. nursing. And at the same time, we're also, the state of Florida prides itself on being the most military-friendly state in the union. So this is a way certainly to make sure that we take care of our military personnel while at the same time addressing a critical shortage. You know, we saw these shortages prior to COVID. And I think, you know, obviously once COVID hit and present day, you know, that shortage has only continued to expand and increase. You know, Senator O'Hara and her appropriations committee will certainly hear more about, you know, the effects and impacts on hospitals and other providers with regards to nursing shortages. So this is a win-win in terms of, you know, making sure that we continue to take care of our service members while at the same time addressing a critical need in our state.
Additional questions? Seeing none, we have public appearance cards from Chris Strandberg, Americans for Prosperity, Waves in Support. Clay Meenan with the Florida Hospital Association, Waves in Support. And Major General James Hammer Hartzell with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, Waves in Support. Thank you. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate? Senator Harrell, you're recognized.
Thank you, and I want to thank you, Senator Avila, for doing this. I did the original legislation many, many years ago that started the process of allowing individuals with medical with experience in the military transition and have it articulate into our education system. This is the next step. We've done education, you know, helping individuals come into the education system. Looking at nursing is very important. The specific things in a nursing program are perhaps a little bit more specific than, say, education. So this articulation is going to be extremely important, and a task force is a great idea to have the overall look at various programs. We want to make sure our nurses are equipped to handle anything, and we come out of a medical program in the military, you're equipped to handle lots of things, but we want to make sure it also transitions into elder care, into pediatrics, and all levels of care. So thank you for doing this, and I will definitely support it.
Senator Collins, you're recognized in debate.
Senator Avila, thank you again. Many of you know I am a retired Green Beret, but my first job as a Green Beret was in 18 Delta, Special Forces Medics, where we worked with Air Force, Navy, Marines, and we had a couple Coasties come through as well and work with us as well through some of those program skills. And I can tell you that the medical skills of our combat medic programs in the regular Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guards, along with our special operations community, are above reproach. They are trained and educated professionally through nurses, MDs, other combat medics who take real-world experience and apply it specifically on that lens of leadership and academic excellence. The social skills they are taught, because they're going to have to do these things on the ragged edge of freedom, where there isn't support, where there isn't a hospital, and they are that single source that is going to keep those service members around them alive when things become extreme or difficult. And finally, I would like to talk about a little bit about the life skills. Once you're a doc, you're always a doc. I still get calls from friends of mine from around the globe asking me for medical advice in my current line of work. These folks are nested and understand dynamically the value of medicine, how it makes a difference. It is part of their ethos and is part of their core. And knowing the shortage that we have here in the state of Florida and, frankly, across the country in the medical world, there is no finer group of people that I would want treating me, my family, or those around me than those who come through the military. Thank you for running this vital and impressive and just amazing piece of literature. I just can't thank you enough. This is what right looks like, and please, this is a yes for me. I look forward to supporting it.
Any other debate? Vice Chair Stewart, recognized.
Thank you very much. And I, too, have to let the public know that in Orange County and Central Florida, we have a huge veterans community, and also we have UCF has a medical college for nursing down in Lake Nona. And so I'm hoping that this particular bill will help in bringing more nurses to the state of Florida, but particularly to Central Florida. So thank you.
Any additional debate, members? Seeing no additional debate, Senator Avila, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to all the senators that spoke in debate. I will tell you, I certainly find a lot of similarities. Certainly, when we have a family member in the hospital, or ourselves, we're in the hospital. One of the things that gives us a great sense of comfort is the nurse, right? In a unit, and Senator Collins and I know this very well. In a unit, our sense of comfort is a combat medic. So I do certainly appreciate you taking the time to hear this bill, Madam Chair, and members, I ask that you please support this great bill. Thank you.
Having closed on the bill, Secret, please call the roll on SB 274.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Yarbrough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Stewart?
Yes.
Chair Grawl?
Yes. By your vote, SB 274 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator F. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before this committee today?
Yes, Madam Chair. Yes, ma'am. If I could please be shown as voting in the affirmative for Senate Bill 200, Tab 1, Intercollegiate and Athletic Compensation.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Having no other business before the committee, Senator Collins moves we adjourn. Without objection, the motion is adopted. The meeting is adjourned.